Pepsi and I Bottling Halftime Show. We're back at Nemzek Hall here in Moorhead, and joining us, first-year assistant coach and my roommate on the road, Michael Ponsula. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kevin.
So, you know, it's one of those games where you know who the number 22 team in the nation is. They came out. They played. Your team played very, very hard. You just don't quite have the horses yet, do you?
No, I think we did come out and we battled pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good team.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't feel too bad about what we did, but certainly there's things we have to work on.
And Rachel Itola picked up a couple of fouls early in the first half. Didn't play much, but, boy, she really tore it up. I thought she played really well in the second half.
Yeah, she sure did. She did a lot of nice things. She was on the glass when we needed somebody to be on the glass. Put the ball in the basket pretty well as well.
Coach Neville and I talked before the game about Brooklyn Bachman only having 2 points on Friday night. She didn't. She had more than 2 points today, but it wasn't that many. I think she finished up with three. Is it just her trying to assist other players more? Maybe she needs to be more aggressive with her own offense. What is it?
Well, that's something we talked about last night. We didn't do very well in the assist category last night, and so we wanted to make sure we're spreading the ball around well tonight. And that's something I thought overall that we did. I thought Brooklyn did a nice job distributing tonight as well. And other people picked up that slack and put the ball in the basket.
Another problem you had last night was turnovers. 20 turnovers to only 5. Today you actually won the turnover battle. You had 10. Moorhead had 11. So clearly your message got through about improving in that area.
Yeah, Coach really put an emphasis on the turnovers and cutting those down. You just can't win a basketball game if you're giving away possessions. And so we did a good job cutting those turnovers down tonight. 10 against the number 22 team in the nation is a pretty good number. So we don't feel too bad about the turnovers. And some of those turnovers were kids trying to make some plays and make the right pass, and we just got to clean those passes up and turn those into assists next game.
Scoring was a little more balanced today. You had 4 players in double figures, and that's also got to help in terms of getting other people open.
Yeah, I think ultimately that's what we want to do. We want to get everyone involved. We have people that have some pretty good skill sets, whether it's attacking the basket, whether it's shooting the three-point shot, whether it's posting up. We want to make sure and use all of them and have a really nice balanced attack.
And now you get to finally play some conference games at home next weekend. You got to be looking forward to that.
Yeah, always. It's great to be back home.
Well, thanks for your time, Michael. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks.
First-year assistant coach Michael Ponsula with the Beavers joining us, talking about the women's game from earlier today.